Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Okay.
But apparently, there was still somebody in the back when police got on the scene.
Uh-oh. Okay.
They didn't know if he was armed or not.
Yep.
They surrounded it.
Yep.
There was a bit of a standoff. Yeah.
So
there was
a
bit of
standoff.
Guns drawn.
Right there on the highway.
On the street. And as they got closer, they realized it wasn't a person. It was a life-size statue of a Star Wars stormtrooper.
Oh, a life-size stormtrooper in the back seat.
Yes.
Well, somebody probably trying to be able to use the commuter lane.
The
carpool lane.
They're trying to figure out if that was stolen or if these were just two nerds taking their statue on a joyride. Once they identify that thing as a stormtrooper, I don't see what they'd be so scared of. You ever watch any Star Wars movies, Greggs? Do the stormtroopers ever hit anyone they're shooting at?
I don't know.
They couldn't hit that slow-walking, glorified, gold-plated butler there, C-3PO.
Why are you going to hit on C-3PO?
These guys couldn't hit the side of a Jawa sandcrawler. Am I right, Greg? So they don't know if the statue was stolen. The statue has been taken into the evidence room.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was the stormtrooper armed and dangerous, or we're not
I don't
sure
know if the stormtrooper had a Empire blaster.
Oh, okay. We don't know.
With him. Okay. No.
Do stormtroopers use lightsabers?
No. Only Jedi. No. Only Jedi masters use lightsabers, LB. Yes. This is really? God, these
all
questions
right.
just annoy the heck out of me.
Thank you. I hope Jeremy Reiner male weather smoke fame is listening right now, because he's probably excited that you did the life-size stormtrooper story.
Jeremy, check out in your yard. See if that stormtrooper statue is still there.
All right. We should get to this.
And now it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, what if there was ISIS in Italy? There'd be Italian ISIS.
On WAAF.
I heard that...
Still good.
I heard that Bride of ISIS...
Yeah.
...has changed her mind and doesn't want to come back now?
The American one?
Yeah.
From Alabama? Really? Hold on.
I believe that's what I heard this morning or late last night whenever I was watching
obviously
the news.
She was reading the news and the reaction of people.
Yeah.
She's like, JK...
I mean, I think I heard that one of the two brides of ISIS who wanted to be allowed back to their countries, one being America and one being England, had reversed course and determined that they no longer wanted to come back. So,
what's the classic saying? You've made your bed.
Yes.
Now lie
exactly.
in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've made your mud bed. Now, right. Now lay in it.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I said this yesterday. If you're a 20-year-old American from Alabama and you would like to go join a terrorist organization and threaten death to Americans, you should not be allowed to say, oops, I made a mistake, and be allowed back into this country.
Right.
So,
yeah.
All right. Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them today and find out about their Spring into Savings program. If you're a listener of this show, which I assume you are because you're listening right now, then you get 10% off a brand new metal roof. That's 10% off a brand new metal roof. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. And time now for the very best Hillmail voicemail messages that have been left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Tuesday, 7:56 a.m.
Hey, Danielle. I heard what you said yesterday about the 40-year-olds. And I'm a 43-year-old man, and I'm rather well off, if you know what I mean.
End of message.
Ooh.
That it's was like well I said done.
In my like in my Snapchat that I sent last night. If you're gonna respond to a photo or a video of me on Instagram, please don't let the one comment be mmm.
Oh,
I've gotten
creepy?
A lot. I've gotten quite a few.
You're getting a lot of mmms
yeah. in the last week.
Is that too creepy?
There are repeated mmms.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the mmms.
You could just tell me I look pretty or you like my shirt.
Okay, that's better than the no. Mm. No, the mmm doesn't work.
Oh, no. Tuesday, 9:49 a.m.
Is it just me or does Wolfgang Puck sound like a coherent cannon?
End of message.
Ooh, I don't know. I enjoyed Wolfgang Puck on the show
yesterday.
I did,
too.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Good interview.
Yeah.
Good interview.
Wolfgang.
And the Oscars are Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
No host, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting, I guess. I feel like I have to watch the award shows because something might happen that we have to talk about. I don't really enjoy them that much. I liked them
better when they would show clips of the movie. Like, for instance, Best Actor. So they'd nade someone, and then they'd show a scene that was phenomenal from that movie. Why that actor was
nominated.
Do
they not do that anymore?
No, they just show the trailer now.
That's stupid. Oh, yeah.
And it's over and over again, and it's just boring.
No, I mean, it's just, they were all upset because the Hollywood elite people were all upset because they're going to give some of the Oscars out during the commercials.
Right.
And so they're all worked up that certain Oscar recipients will not be given their award during the live broadcast.
As if
that affects any American in any way, shape, or form, you know.
So. How about those poor audio-visual guys who have to have their own Oscars the night before, and they show like 30 seconds of some of the winners. Mm-hmm. They never complain. Yeah.
I saw one guy, he's a cinematographist.
Her.
Yeah, cinematographer. And he said, a movie can't be made without a cinematographer.
Oh, right.
That's
so
true.
How am I not getting my award on stage?
Because no one cares.
Right, that is true.
Tuesday, 5:33 p.m.
If you missed yesterday's program, but hasn't that been going on since the beginning of time? Yeah, kid. But don't try to LB at LB, kid.
End of message. 6:12 a.m.
For this bake-off between Greg and Mike Hsu, I think Mike Hsu's baked goods should be judged 45 minutes to an hour before Greg's baked goods. I feel like the reasons should be obvious.
Yeah. End of message.
Now, when you say that Mike Hsu is going to be involved in a bake-off, that could mean
a lot.
It means several different things.
Bring it.
6:25 a.m.
Hey, kid. Not for nothing. We never got sick and nipple and Saskatchewan, kid. We played outside in negative 50 degree weather with no shirts on, kid. You still see me standing here? Yup.
End of message.
You got to get better, guy.
There's a petition going around to sell Montana, I believe, to Canada. For $1 trillion.
All of Montana?
Yeah. Apparently, some people here in America believe that Montana is useless.
Get out of here.
What?
And
I've never been
that,
there.
That we have too much debt and Montana is useless.
What?
And that we ought to sell Montana to Canada for a smooth $1 trillion.
Montana's going to be where you wind up throwing all the plastic straws after we run out of landfill room.
Well, I just love that people in America believe and think that Canada has $1 trillion.
Maybe they do.
Good point.
Yeah.
6:27 a.m.
Hey, LB kid.
Yeah.
That's six wins in a row for your Bruins.
End of message.
Well, they are on a. Do you think that the Bruins should make a trade before the deadline or no?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No, they're on a roll. Everybody's playing great. Tuukka's playing great. Halak's playing great. You're getting secondary scoring from the third and the fourth lines.
I mean,
Jake
do you think
DeBrusk
they can beat the
fire?
But do you think they can beat the Lightning without making a trade?
Of course.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's that's why the eight teams make the playoffs.
Yeah. Too. Yeah.
6:27 a.m.
Hey, it's the old man kidding me. He's talking about how taking Advil's bad for your liver, but he's on his socials every night drinking brandy out of glass boots. Get out of here.
End of message.
Milk thistle. Just a heads up for everybody. Milk thistle. It regenerates your liver.
Very good
Listen,
for you.
People thought that my statement was hypocritical when I said I try to avoid taking aspirin or taking allergy medicine or whatever it is because I certainly dip and I certainly enjoy a delicious Manhattan here and there. But I don't know. I feel like you have to find some place to try to, I just don't personally rush to grab the medications if I have a headache or whatever.
Headache, Hardo.
But a lot of people, do.
6:34 a.m.
Hey, kids. This is LB in the AAF Sports Minute. Guess what? Foolish. And that's LB with the AAF Sports Minute.
End of message.
Don't think that's not the truth. You can do it on your iPhone.
All right. Is that it, Shu?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for participating this morning during Hill Mail. It is 8:10, and we should get to the news, which is brought to you this hour by...
Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4KIDS. It's an irrational fear in the news. It's a really sad one, too. There was a man who was killed after several portable toilets caught fire outside M&T Bank Stadium, the Ravens Stadium in Maryland on Sunday.
The porta potties caught on fire.
Yep.
You're talking about spontaneous combustion of a porta potty?
Yeah.
What, did the guy light a match in there or something? Like, what happened?
I don't know. There were some security guards that were in the area about 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah.
And they saw this guy on fire. Running away from the porta potties, and then he collapsed. He did not adhere to stop, drop, and roll. Have we stopped teaching that? That's a very important thing to know. So when firefighters arrived, they saw that there were three portable toilets on fire. The man, unfortunately, was pronounced dead at the scene. They do not suspect that any foul play was involved, but they are investigating.
You know who the luckiest person at a public event is?
Oh.
The first person to use the porta potty.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
After that,
correct.
Anything goes. It's anything.
When it's spotless and smells clean.
It is anything goes bathroom center. You should see the ones they had outside the Super Bowl.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Whoa.
Nasty.
Yeah. A lot of interesting things in there that I've never seen before.
And you drop your phone. Do you go after
Rams
it?
Jerseys?
No, I would not. I would not go after my phone in a porta potty, no.
I lost my favorite necklace in a porta potty many years ago at a concert at Xfinity Center, Great Woods, whatever
you
want to call
it. And you didn't go get it?
I saw it. It landed on top of the... The Oof. Refuse.
Yeah,
and it, then it started sinking, and I was like, well.
Yeah, I'll get another one. You can get another one.
Yeah.
What else is in the news today?
Well, I know you'd be excited about this, Craig. Bernie Sanders just made it official. He's running for president again.
Oh. Now, listen, some people are saying Bernie is too old. How do you feel about that?
We've always had old presidents, haven't we? Except for Trump and a couple of others.
Well,
like,
Trump's pretty old.
Trump's fairly old. Reagan was he our oldest while in office? Because he served two terms.
I think he was probably. Bernie is what, 75? I think, Danielle?
77.
77. Yeah.
Okay. Just a waste.
What do you mean?
I know. I want to get in the trend that people start electing like late 40s, early 50s, where a guy could, you know, be president for 40 years, and, you know, I mean, like Bernie Sanders is got it going on with everything that's happening with 20-something.
Well, he had a lot. He was very popular with younger voters, certainly, last go-round.
Well,
by the way.
Yes.
Another piece of entertainment I watched in my sick bed over the weekend.
Yes.
The Front Runner. The film about Gary Hart.
Oh, is that good?
Excellent.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that looks good.
Excellent movie.
How long was it? About
highly recommend it. It's I think it's maybe an hour and 45.
No, that's not bad.
It's pretty good.
Who was his side pie?
Right, the woman.
He got finagled because he hooked up with the side chick.
Was it Jennifer Flowers?
No. Jennifer Flowers. What are you talking about?
That was one of Clinton's. There's so many.
Jennifer Flowers. That was my lounge singer slash mistress. they were on a boat, which was called, Monkey Business.
Yep.
Wasn't it Donna Rice?
Donna Rice was the woman's name. Yes. But we have some audio from Bernie making the big announcement.
Hi, I'm Bernie Sanders. I'm running for president. Our campaign is not only about defeating Donald Trump, the most dangerous president in modern American history. It is not only about winning the Democratic nomination and the general election. Our campaign is about transforming our country and creating a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice. I'm talking about Wall Street, the health insurance companies, the drug companies, the fossil fuel industry, the military-industrial complex, the private prison industry, and the large multinational corporations that exert such an enormous influence over our lives.
You see that video that surfaced of him talking about how it's a great thing when you see a country where people are waiting in line for food? He was
Sounds great.
He was saying
coming soon.
He was saying that that's a great thing because it means that all the rich people don't have the food.
So he was explaining, I thought that was the other way around.
He was explaining that maybe Stiz can grab that. Yo!
Yo!
Get that Bernie Sanders video for me, yo!
Yo, he's wearing his Bernie Sanders t-shirt today, yo.
Yeah. Oh, Stiz, I guarantee you Stiz will... I don't talk politics with Stiz anymore because he just... I guarantee you he's probably going to vote for Bernie Sanders.
Oh, you know.
Guaranteed. A texter says with the flu, my Bill Clinton gets even better because of the croaky voice. Yeah.
I like it.
Hey, thank you.
Ooh, that's good.
You know why Bernie isn't president? Because Hillary and I cut his legs off in the middle of the race.
Oh.
He should have won last time, but he didn't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right. What else, Danielle?
There was a case of plow versus protesters in Falmouth.
I saw this story in the news, and I know it's not right to chuckle, but I did chuckle a little bit. There were some people in Falmouth who were protesting the state of emergency that was declared by the president
over the wall.
And some sort of rude plow driver drove right by them and splashed them with snow and water and everything while they were doing their protests.
Yes.
And they're very upset about
it. They are extremely upset about it.
Very upset about it.
We have some sound from Peter Rossdorp, who was one of the protesters on scene.
Who gave him permission to act like that when a group of citizens are gathered in free assembly and free speech? And the permission to commit that kind of act came from the various highest office in the land, correct, President Trump.
That guy is a blast at dinner parties.
Yes, it's the president's fault. The president gave him permission to do the oldest trick in the book, which is driving by somebody when there's a puddle and trying to splash them.
Does the president have a red phone to Falmouth DPW?
Yes, he does.
Get those guys who are on the common right now.
Yes.
Now, they have found the alleged driver of the plow truck. He's a contractor from Mashpee, and police are going to be charging him with disorderly conduct.
That's ridiculous.
No, I mean, he did it on purpose.
No. Also dangerous.
Yeah.
Splashing water is dangerous.
No, they got covered, dude.
I heard one of the women who is clearly suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. Mm. Say that it was a 10 to 12 foot wall of water which cascaded over them. And they were terrified, LB.
Of course they were terrified. It's okay for us to stand out here and cause a nuisance and protest because it's legal in this country.
Yeah.
And it's free. It's freedom. It's the American flag way. But the guy that goes through the puddle isn't allowed to drive through the puddle. Then he has to get charged.
Here's Stiz Grimey, assistant producer on this program, back with us for a limited time.
Already
trying to get rid of me.
No. We love having you back. Are you going to vote for Bernie Sanders?
We'll see who gets the nomination.
Okay.
We'll see who gets the
nomination. Who do you like, Bernie or Liz Warren?
I want Biden Beto, to be honest.
Oh, you want?
Really?
Yeah, I would take Biden Beto.
Beto.
Beto and Biden.
Yeah, I think that's a better ticket.
Well, Biden is...
he's old, too.
He's up there, too.
Yeah, he's up there, too.
But how do you feel about the age thing? How old are you?
I'm 30.
30.
Yeah.
You look way older, like 50. But
go
ahead.
That.
Anyway, so yeah,
he smokes.
So
I think it has to have some relevance. Bernie's 77. You're talking in a year if he gets a term. Now we're up to 82. If he gets another one, we're up to 86.
So you think he's too old? You think that a candidate can
be
too old?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Crying Biden is 76.
Oh, he is? Yeah. Honestly, Joe Biden doesn't. He seems like spry and he seems young at heart.
It's Jill. She keeps him going with the natural holistic stuff.
Yeah.
Dr. Jill.
So you found this audio?
Yes.
This is Bernie.
Yes,
talking about how
interesting. Yeah,
talking about how you lean towards socialism.
What is Medicare? Medicare is a form of socialism.
Yes, correct about that. Yes, you are.
Yeah,
it's like Elizabeth Warren's big proposal the other day is that the government would provide daycare for everybody. In the country.
How's your tax rate treating you?
Yes. So everybody would get free daycare under Elizabeth.
I'm all for
Warren.
That.
What do I get as someone with no children?
You get cat care. You should insist that there's free pet care included in this.
Would you be
down with that?
Danielle, you'd be pumped about it. Mike Hsu, your tax rate be like 58%. You wouldn't work for yourself until July 1st.
I'm all for it.
Yes, what's this?
I just don't think it's a terrible idea. Like, I wouldn't mind pitching in a little more of my money to pay for good things, like education. I think education is huge.
Yeah,
and I think if we invested a little more in education, I think it would solve a lot more problems in the long run.
Yeah. It's not a little. You can't say I wouldn't mind pitching in a little money.
Can I mention that, this is interesting?
Yep.
Danielle is taking video of Stiz in here. I guess for her own use later, maybe.
For the gram.
For the gram.
She can't, when he walks in the room, she can't resist videotaping her crush.
Yo, we hug every day, you know that? We had a conversation the other day, and Stan said, so are we going to keep this up? Because we hug every time we see each other now, because we don't see each other very often.
Yeah.
So because it's going to be like every time I see you, we hug, and we've kept it up.
And he gave you a sweater hug? Some kind of a around the back. Did his fingers linger or anything like that?
He was a gentleman.
Here is the audio that surfaced yesterday of Bernie Sanders.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing. In other countries, people don't line up for food. The rich get the food and the poor starve to death.
So I always thought it was the other way around, that the rich were hoarding the food, so there was a shortage, and that's why there were people with lines.
Oh, it's a good thing. It's a good thing when people are lining up for food.
What does it say about a country when we have people spending a weekend in line to get a cell phone?
Well, people camp out to get an iPhone.
Yeah, they spend a whole weekend waiting. Right.
All right. So Bernie is running. Thank you for getting that audio, Stiz.
No problem.
Yo.
Here is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, Greg?
What's up, Chris?
How you feeling?
I'm all right. I got it Thursday night at the casino, so I'm 4 days, 5 days in or whatever. Yeah.
If you want to speed up your recovery, you can try some oregano. It's called oregano oil, P73 extract.
What is it?
It's oregano oil. It's something natural, but it works with the body naturally, and it's good stuff.
Oh, I feel like it might
take some of my friends, and it's helped me out.
Really?
I just figured I'd pass the word on.
All right. I feel like it might taste like pizza. Because
is that a problem for you?
Is it oregano flavor? No, it would be great.
It is known to kill a lot of yucky things.
It's called
a germ fighter. Oregano oil, P73, oil.
Okay. This is when a thing that's like natural has that numerical letter identification afterwards. I feel like it's a DuPont chemical that has seeped into the waterways, like when it's called P73 or something.
In this case, it's polyphenol 73. Mm. So 73%. 73 is a percentage, though, so it's not like a marker of, chemical XB1394.
All right. Can you get that at Shaw's and Stowe, or do you have to go to
have to go to the vitamin shop, which LB has mentioned recently.
This is Shay on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Shay. Shay?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Hey, so first of all, kind of depressed because I found out I'm the same age as Stiz, and I'm kind of dealing with that right now. But the exact amount that it would come out to per person for education for everybody in the United States, it comes out to, for higher education, comes out to $25 a year.
But say that again. You're kind of cutting out a little bit. So
it's $25 a year for everybody in the United States to have the ability to go to public college.
Well, the number that I heard yesterday based on Bernie is that it is going to cost $60 billion to provide free college for everybody. So I'm assuming that the math you are doing
was off of his previous quote then.
Yeah. So,
but even then, it would come out to less than $100 a year per person paid.
You mean, are you taking into account the number of people who actually pay taxes in this country, or are you just dividing it by the people who should be paying taxes in this country?
People who should be.
Okay. Yeah.
I pay my taxes.
That's not the way it works. Mm-mm. I mean, do I think the cost of education in this country is ludicrous? Yes.
Of course you do now.
But why doesn't... What ought to be done is that the colleges and the universities ought to be held accountable. They ought to be taxed like everybody else. I mean, Harvard, they won't even tell you what their endowment is because it's in the billions of dollars. They're the single biggest commercial real estate property holder in the city of Boston, and they are jamming these kids for $70,000-$80,000 a year. So, but it's not the, I don't believe it is the job of the government to take the money and to pay for college for everybody. I think it's the job of the government to hold these institutions accountable to make college more affordable. That's how I stand on that. It's going to be too late for me.
Yeah. Maybe one of my cats will benefit from your policy.
Maybe. But, yeah, I mean, $60 billion is all that it would cost for free college. I don't know how much the free daycare would cost. I don't know if they figured that out or not. But
can I nominate a few adults for that?
Of course you can, Danielle. Yeah. Absolutely.
I would like to see that go to free trade school.
Yeah, that would be.
Free trade school?
Yeah.
That would be, as opposed to, like, say, a liberal arts education.
Yeah. Or a literature degree.
We have great public vocational high schools.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's put that money in there and make that money go towards that and make those schools even better.
Well, I think they're already great. I mean,
but they can always be better, as well as our public school system.
Yeah.
If that was going into our public school system, not the secondary education.
The issue is, in my opinion, the issue is that somebody like our senator, our senior senator, Elizabeth Warren, is being paid $400,000 to teach a course at one of these universities.
Right.
That's why it costs $70,000 to go. And there are kids who are getting out of school who are a couple hundred thousand dollars in debt and can't pay it off for decades. And they're forced to make a decision about where they want to go to college and what they might want to do when they're 18 years old, when most people have no idea what they want to do until they're 30 or 32 or 33 years old. The whole thing is effed up. The whole system is effed up. But the solution is not just the government pays for it, because that's not the way it's generally worked in this country. All right. It is 8:28 and we'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, geez, this text is a little alarming here. Here's a 617 text. I'll read it verbatim. Mm-hmm. Every time I put this show on in front of other people or talk about it, they say,
you know he's a Republican, right?
Oh.
And I
at least they're not talking about me.
I'm in the wrong state. I was born in and I've lived in the wrong state my whole entire life.
Well, God forbid you have a different opinion than somebody else.
You know.
Listen, you know?
Go
figure.
You're the devil.
I try to be a thinker. I try to be a thinker. It is, and right now I'm thinking about sauce. That's how much of an intellectual thinker I am. I'm thinking about sauce.
That's fine.
It is 8:40 on the show tomorrow, Sto 5-0, a brief look at the terrifying crimes that have been perpetrated in my hometown of Stowe, Massachusetts over the last week. And we will also go inside the warped female brain tomorrow morning at 7:50. So if you're a guy and you're confused about the way the mind of any woman in your life works, you may ask Danielle to explain the situation to you, and she will do so tomorrow at 7:50. Hold on, I have to cough.
Oh, God. That way.
Thank you.
Go away from everybody. Also, is John Ratzenberger on tomorrow or Friday?
Friday.
Nice. Oh, love that guy. Yeah.
Well, he's one of his films is up for an Oscar.
The Incredibles 2.
Incredibles
nice. 2. He's the Underminer.
He's awesome. So, great movies, man.
You know what I was shocked about? I drove by Cheers the other day, and I saw people that were, like, mingling about waiting to get in there.
Oh, yeah.
That bar has had... is it even relevant to like, tourists who are coming? Yeah. I mean, do people still... Yeah. I guess you can see the show on Netflix or whatever, but I can't believe that people still come to Boston and want to go to the Cheers bar.
It's an iconic place.
Yeah. Well, the craziest thing about it is the front of the Cheers bar in... Like on on the Common there, that Cheers
the
bar.
That's the only
that,
one. Well,
no,
maybe there's,
no,
well, there's
that
airport
one.
There's
Fanny
two.
Hall.
Yeah, Faneuil Hall airport one. Yeah.
No, there's you, so one looks like Cheers on the outside.
Yeah, but not
from
on
the show. Yeah. On the inside has
nothing. Right.
The other one looks nothing like Cheers on the outside, but is the same Cheers on the inside.
Let's see. Here's a 508 text. Greg, I am a socialist and I still love you.
Oh,
thank you.
That's nice.
Thank
socialist.
You.
I think when people are lining up to get into Cheers, that means this country's working like it should.
Yes,
that means all the 1%ers
right.
are lining up at some other bar.
Well, I happen to think that all of the appetizers and the drinks at Cheers should be free for everybody.
I believe that also.
Okay. All right. That's what I have. That's how
good to me.
That's how I happen to feel about it. Here's a 774 text. Which says, nice job misinforming the public on the Elizabeth Warren daycare bill. It's not a bill. It is a part of her platform running for president. And I don't know how you can enlighten me on how I'm misinformed. I think that if you're, let me try to remember exactly what I heard. If you're at a certain level income-wise, you are going to pay nothing for daycare. If you are above a certain level income-wise, then it is going to be capped as far as what your contribution would be. The point is this. Somebody earlier said, a texter said, did Greg just say we can't do things differently because that's the way they've always been done in this country? No, what I said was generally in this country's history, because it is the way that the framers envisioned it. There has been an attempt to have less government, not more government. The framers of the Constitution came here with the generation before them came here with the intent that there would be less government intervention in their life. The intent was not that the government would pay for everything for everybody. I mean, I don't know if you're a socialist, go to Venezuela. I mean, how is socialism working currently right now in Venezuela? It's not.
I would just tell those people to watch the mini series, The Men who built America.
Good one. It's a good one. This is Josh. Hello, Josh.
And say thanks.
Josh? Good morning, crew.
What's up, Josh?
Hi. I'm calling to mention about trade schools. I agree with Mike. I went to a trade school. I went to Monty Tech. I'm class of 2006, and I use my trade every day. And I think that more people should be able to benefit from going to a night school and learning a trade that's more beneficial than going to college.
Listen, if you're somebody who is thinking about what you want to do, get into the trades.
Yes.
There is always a stuffed up toilet, a leaky faucet. Mm-hmm. There is always a need for that. And those are the people who are extremely successful in this region and in this country right now, and it's a hard day's work. I'm a guy who gets in here, works with my hands all day, sweats. You know, I put in a a solid.
You sweat because you're a sweater.
I put in a solid.
Let's not.
I put in a solid hard day's work, but I'm just telling you. That is the way to go. That is the absolute way to go.
And we should take that money instead of free college. Put more of it for resources.
What money are you talking about? There's no money. The money doesn't exist.
But we should boost up our public school system.
If you're asking me where we should put additional dollars that we suddenly find, I would agree with you. It should go to the public school system. Absolutely. I also think it should go to supporting military families, those who've served this country and come back and find it difficult to find work and to make ends meet, first and foremost. But there's not a lot of money hanging around for free education for everybody. However, the public school system, especially here in the Commonwealth, is fantastic. And we have, whether it's Minuteman or other, great vocational schools where you can go and learn a trade, and then you don't have to get out of college with a, $150,000 or $200,000 debt. Hello, Nicole.
Yeah, hi. So I also wanted to talk about the military. So when I was 17, I joined the Air Force.
Yes.
And I became an air traffic controller in the Air Force. And now I work for the FAA as an air traffic controller. I got paid to learn what I do. It's an excellent job. And I got hired under the Veterans Hiring Program.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's extraordinary. Now, here's a text that says, if Greg is telling us that trade school is the way to go, why is his kid going to Bentley?
Because that's what he wants to do.
Well, no. Let's be Brees wants to play football.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Brees wants to get into trades. I love it. I mean, it's extraordinary. And he could do the, come over and fix my light bulbs and stuff, all the stuff that I can't do because I don't do the home.
That's what
I'm
sure I want
he's
my
pumped about
to.
That. He's at Bentley. He's going to be in the financial industry making gazillions amounts of dollars.
I don't like to do the home improvement stuff. Well documented.
Yeah.
Let me throw the tool belt on, Dad.
Pro tip, ladies love guys in the trades.
Yes.
Because they can do everything around the house.
Yes. They do, right? That's a good. And chefs. We talked about it the other day. Women like chefs, and they like the trade guys because they can get the stuff
done. Can you just build me a quick little soundproof studio in my room downstairs? Oh, you did it. Thanks, honey. You're so versatile.
All right. We got to get to some news, and the news this hour is brought to you by...
Actually, all done with sponsors.
Oh, wait, really?
Yes. All right. We're light on sponsors today.
Wait a minute. The news is brought to you by Scott from Weymouth.
No.
Who I am charging.
Oh, my God.
Who I am now charging anytime he wants to be on the show. So the news is brought to you by Scott. Hold on. Phil wants to say something quickly about what Stiz Grimey said on the show earlier this morning, and then we'll get to the news. Yes, Phil. Hey, Phil.
Probably Mike.
Oh, what is it, Mike? Okay, I don't know how they go. How do they get out of Mike? But go ahead. What's up?
Yeah, listen. The Elizabeth Warren daycare bill is the same that's done in Sweden, Denmark, France, and so on. So for you to reference Venezuela is, again, disingenuous, basically false. You're just trying to demean it. It's a good bill. And when you reference the framers also thought black men, black citizens, were not human, that they were meant to be slaves. So these people like you who go back to the framers and the Constitution, when was the Constitution written? I think our country has evolved quite a bit.
Well, of course. I don't, you know, personally, I don't really believe that our country ought to model itself after European nations. I prefer the form.
Again, you're trying to twist things around.
No,
I'm not saying the entire, our country should entirely model themselves off after them, but there are parts of it that are much better than what we have here.
Really?
Well, I disagree.
What, do you have your head in the ground?
I disagree with
you.
You
an ostrich?
I mean, I just...
Well, you do? So you think your health care, if you don't have money, you shouldn't have any health care. Is that what you think?
Well, I think that if when it comes to health care...
You didn't answer the question.
The question...
Well, wait a second.
The question is...
Well, hold on. Are you asking me or LB?
Do you think health care should be... If you don't have money, you don't get health care.
That's not true. We live in a country you can watch... Hey, bud. I can walk into the emergency right now and get treated for anything I want.
You're such a donkey. If you go into the emergency room without health care, guess who pays for it? You or me or Greg.
Well, yeah, and we live in the greatest country on the planet because people work their asses off.
Oh, yeah, we live in the greatest country in the world. I love that line, too. It's always wave the American flag and beat your chest. No.
Are you all right?
We don't.
You live in a closet, dude. We
live in a closet.
This country. Just shut up for 2 seconds and let me speak.
Can we just go back?
I don't want to go back.
I'm not interested in having an angry argument.
Boobs.
So stop yelling and have a debate.
So let me ask you this.
This phone call started with me, but go ahead. Yes. What? What is it? What are you going to ask?
Go ahead. It's your show.
I was just to answer your question, Mike.
My point is, does America give billions of dollars in aid to the rest of the world, let alone take care of the people in this country? You know, so I can't stand when people try and convince me that America sucks. Do we have problems? Of course. It sucks that kids in America don't eat, but don't tell me that the people of America don't provide billions and billions of dollars in cash, in medical aid. American doctors travel around the world to provide medical aid for free.
Oh boy. LB, do me a favor, step away from the mic, give your head a quick slap, see if stuff will connect, and then
to answer your question that you had originally called about, I do not believe that it is the government's obligation to provide health care for people. I don't think we can afford
to. Of course you don't. You can easily pay for your health care. You can easily pay for your daycare.
Well, now, Mike, why can I
always take the stance? Have a problem with either one of those.
Mike, well,
am I right or wrong?
Well, no, you're not. This is the thing that drives me nuts. You're not going to let me answer a single question. So to answer your question, there were many times in my life where I could not easily pay for my health care. And so I did the same exact thing that others do, which is I got a massive bill after a visit to the emergency room or the doctor, and I got credit people calling me and yelling at me, and I tried to go out and find a way to pay.
And how did that feel?
It felt like I needed to go out and find a job DJing at the Horseshoe Pub for $100 on a Friday night so I could try to pay the bill.
Oh, that's the trick right there. Go out and get a DJ job. The point is, there are plenty of people who go out trying to find jobs.
Right.
And are having a hard time getting a job that can pay enough, a living wage that can pay enough for health care and daycare.
Yep.
Think about it. This is the real world. Again, you sit in a world that's not really close to what you're speaking about.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, because you could pay for all of this, and you're sitting there trying to tell people to go out and find a job that will make enough money to pay for health care and pay for daycare. Easier, much easier said than done in this day and time. We just scratched tooth and nail to get a $15 minimum wage bill.
If you get a $15 minimum wage bill, how are you going to pay for health care? How are you going to pay for... Look, the country was gutted for jobs, good-paying jobs. My father made enough money to pay for 5 kids and a wife for all of us to have food on the table, the bills be paid, enjoy a vacation to Florida every year. Those jobs left the country because the wealthy and the people who provided those jobs realized they could get more money, pay people less money, and make a bigger profit. That's the fact. This country has become nothing but a land of service people, or IT people. Everything in between is gone. And the IT industry is being assaulted by foreign workers every day. Just sit outside MC Square or any of the other IT companies.
Some of the most...
Half the people come out of those buildings aren't from this country.
Some of the most successful people in this country are working in IT.
Yes, you can always find exceptions to the rule, but you got to look at the statistics as a whole. We have a country where you can't, where everybody's in debt up to their eyeballs just to keep furniture to live.
So what is the limit?
Everybody
is there a limit in your mind? You're in favor of the government providing daycare for everybody. You're in favor of the government providing health care for everybody. You're
who need it.
And you're in favor of the government dictating what the minimum wage that somebody makes for a job should be. So what is the limit on what the government provides for people? And when we get to the point where the government provides everything.
I can answer that.
Mike, I didn't even finish my sentence. When we get to the point where the government provides everything, why would anyone choose to work ever in this country? Why?
Well, let me answer the where is the limit part.
Okay.
The limit part is the limit is how much you make. That's where the limit is. If you make enough to pay for your daycare out of your pocket or pay for your health care out of your pocket, that's where the limit drops. That's where you're responsible for it.
So, in other words, everybody is supposed to make the same amount.
No, that isn't what I said.
Nobody is allowed to make any more than anybody else or keep any more than anybody else.
No, that is not what I said. You're trying to twist that around.
Okay, so if you make a certain wage, you are supposed to pay for things that other Americans aren't.
That's right.
And that's
because
just...
So what do I do with the person who lives two doors down from me that can't pay to have their child taken care of?
You take care of them because that's the way that's the way it's worked in this country, is that neighbors do things for neighbors.
Oh, so you want me to take my money and go and help the people next door, then I can't pay my bills.
Well, want somebody else to pay your bill. Someone makes more money than you, they need to pay your bill,
I'm answering this question, should I go down and pay their bills? No, that's what I pay into the government for, my taxes. If I make a lot of money, I pay a lot in taxes.
You want the government to take the money and give it to everybody else, as opposed to you, because you want to pay your own bills.
Again, you're not listening to me.
I am. I'm listening to exactly what you're saying.
So those people should not have the help. The government should not help them when Frigidaire shuts their door and decides they're not going to make refrigerators in this country anymore. They'll make them in Guatemala.
Do you think the government should
What will those people do?
Do you think the government should be supporting those in this country who are unwilling to work?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, good. We're making progress.
What we were discussing. If you're not willing to work, then you should not get help. I mean, that's a fact. But I don't know many people who do not want a good paying job and aren't willing to work. Those that aren't willing to work, I say get out of the country. You're a burden.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mike, Daniel? Michael, thank you. Yes.
I just wanted to clarify the most important part of that conversation. You were making $100 on a Friday night DJing back then?
Yeah.
At the Horseshoe Pub?
It was pretty good.
Not bad.
And I got free drinks.
Not bad.
And I got free drinks.
And a burger?
Sometimes it did not. The more free drinks, the less the level of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.